It's Pastor Greg again with the Intro to Praise Music mini class with Christian leaders. This section is on the calling. Did you know from the history section, did you ever run across in your studies on musical history that in the Old Testament times, the temple musicians lived in the temple with the priests, and they were just a little bit lower than the priests in their position? They played music, they wrote music, they practiced music for the Lord. That was their role. They were like priests, but their duties were refined to music. And again, they were held in esteem just a little bit less than the priests. Now, a priest or a pastor experiences a calling. Now, I'm not talking about when a pastor applies for a job at a church and they say, okay, we think we're gonna hire you, and that's referred to as a calling. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm talking about the calling that is in your heart. Are you called to be a temple musician? This is a very important question, because if I like to play guitar, and I'm rather animated when I do. I'm very passionate about it. But if I go into a Christian music situation and my whole intent is to get people to look at me and, hey, Greg is a great guitar player, I am not in the right place. I have no business in that band. You join a Christian band to praise the Lord. Let them know no other name but Jesus, not your name. Well, they might remember the name of your band by the time you're done so that you can teach them about Jesus again, but it's not about you. Is it a performance or an offering? That's been a common question. Well, the way I look at that, I've been given a gift of being able to perform. So I offer that gift back to the church with my performance abilities. And if you'll recall, we were talking about appearance. Well, I'm not going to act the same way in a praise band as I might do in a secular cover band. The passion's still there, but it's a little different, because I'm not in a Christian band in a church to get people to buy more drinks or yell and scream. I'm in a praise band, praise the Lord, and offer my talents back to the one who gave them to me. And if I can get the congregation to sing along, then we are all one band performing for an audience of one. So where is your heart? Do you just like to play music and that's what you want to do? Or do you want to play music for the Lord? Right now, I'll bet that there's some of you that are really pondering this question. You've got some musical talent and you feel something in your heart right now says, I need to get down to my church and talk to the choir director. I need to practice my guitar and talk to the pastor and say, hey, can I play a song at the service? Or find some other musicians at your church and start a praise band. This is a calling. You'll feel it in your heart. But you do need to pray about it. You need to pray diligently about that. Ask God, is this what he wants you to do? If he does, and let's hope that I make another course that'll get a little deeper into this on how to proceed. That may happen. But pray about it. And remember, prayer is a conversation. Now, if you ask me a question and you keep talking and don't give me time to answer it, that's not a conversation. That's just you talking. Ask God what he wants you to do, and then listen. A friend of mine used to take walks, and he'd say, I love to go walking alone in the evening, and that's when I pray. And then one day he said to me, I get to the apex of my walk when I'm about to turn around, and I've got nothing left to say. And without hesitation, I was able to respond, maybe that's the time you should be listening. Remember to listen. Is this what you want me to do, God? It's God's turn to talk. Listen. You'll hear him in your head, and you'll hear him in your heart. is your calling, God bless you. Your homework for this section is going to be to take a spiritual gifts test. I will provide a couple of links below. You don't have to use these specific tests, but do take a spiritual gifts test and discuss it with your pastor. Discuss it with your Christian friends. See how they respond. Hospitable? You're not hospitable. You tell everyone to leave. I'm being sarcastic here. But discuss the results, because, you know, sometimes we can make mistakes when we're filling these things out. Take one or two of these things. It will help you. Even if it doesn't say that you're a musician and there's nothing in that test about music, it'll still help guide you into your decision as to whether you're going to be a temple musician or not, and whether or not this is what God's calling you to. So, with that, may God bless you. May He answer your prayers. If you are called to music, may He bless you in your endeavors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.